Channels. The Radio Channels.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
For his age, he is wise. He's got his mother's eyes. There's gladness in his heart. He's young and he is wild. My only prayer is if I can be there. Lord, oh Lord, protect my child.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Parenting the Addict Child. I'm your host, Layla Fatima, and we are here with Recovery Talk Network through CRN Digital Talk. And I am very excited about this evening's show. I have a really, really wonderful guest with us tonight. Jean Mackey is an intervention specialist, I should say. How are you doing tonight, Jean?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure to have you here. For those of you that are just joining us for the first time, this show has actually evolved from my own personal experiences as a mother of two boys who live with addiction. I'm a writer. That is my job, if you will, and I found myself constantly being pulled away from what I wanted to do in terms of my writing, and was being taken into this world that my boys were living in. And last year started up a column for the Orange County Register called Parenting from the Foxhole. And I recognized that there was such a void for parents and family members that were dealing with addiction, and they were raising their children and really didn't know where to go or what to do or who to talk to. And there was just such an overwhelming amount of information on the internet that I know myself personally, when I looked at it, I felt it was just so cumbersome that just the task of that alone was exhausting. So my mission became to bring this into a more public dialogue. I am very passionate, as you will hear me talk about this in all of my shows and periodically through every show, about eradicating the stigma and the shame that goes with this disease. This is not a moral failure. Both of my sons are sick, and they're just learning how to manage this as someone would learn how to manage their heart disease, their diabetes, and go into remission, if you will. It's a very challenging thing for families, and I think that if we can at least talk about it, that's the beginning. We may not always have all the answers. I don't claim to ever have all the answers, but I know that that is how Parenting the Addict Child has evolved into a radio program. And I just want to bring information for parents and family members and let them know that they're not alone. We all go through this, and we're experiencing fear and challenges, and that's why we're doing this. So this evening, my guest, Gene, I have to tell you, I heard you on Larry's show a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was thrilled. And I want to give a little background here on Gene before we go to break. Jean is an intervention specialist. She's trained in drug and alcohol counseling. She's a reality therapy, and certified a board-registered interventionist. You own your own intervention company called Mastering Addiction Consciously, which I absolutely love that. And you can also read more about what she does and how she works on her website, sosaddiction.com. You are also a Betty Ford alumni, and you believe strongly in embracing the whole family system when you're dealing with addiction.
Absolutely. That's why I so love this subject about adolescence.
Yeah.
It's much easier to address it actually as an interventionist when family, parents of, you know, under 18 contact me. There is so much to go into with that. So much.
And we're going to talk about that because I had an adolescent and then an adult. And I think that this, it's so important to talk about this. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child here on CRN Digital Talk. And you can call us at 1-800-336-2225 and join in with us tonight. We'll be right back after this.
Have you lost control of your eating? Is it hard to stop eating after one normal serving of food? Do you constantly think about food, your weight, and what you shouldn't be eating? There is a solution. Food Addicts Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who are willing to recover from the disease of food addiction. Learn how to maintain a healthy weight and live a happy life. There are no dues or fees for membership. For more information, visit us on the web at www.foodaddictsanonymous.org.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Millions of weekly readers of the Penny Saver Shopper already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online, too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best, are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
For his age, he is wise. He's got his mother's eyes. There's gladness in his heart. He's young and he is wise. Prayer is if I can't be there, Lord, oh Lord, protect my child.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child, here on CRN Digital Talk, Recovery Talk Network. And my guest this evening, we are talking about when is a good time to have an interventionist. And I know that there's so many questions out there for parents that are listening tonight, Jean. And my guest, Jean Mackey, is an intervention specialist. And before we went to break, we were discussing the difference between doing an intervention with an adolescent and an adult. There's a huge difference in that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finding that your experiences where you're actually having an increased business and phone calls from families with adolescents at this point?
Right now, presently, I have three 17-year-old girls, you know, that families have contacted me about. Why all of a sudden right now at three 17-year-old girls, you know, who knows? But very interesting. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There really isn't. There's a number of interventionists that don't even want to go near the idea of adolescence. It's an interesting time. I mean, the truth is that's a hard time life, no matter what you is going on inside of you. But put on top of it addiction, and it's just a mix. It's just a demon seed. It's horrible to go near. But it's definitely, it's an opportunity in the family that they just don't know. It's a gem. It's an actual gem, because the truth is that I never see mothers and fathers get involved so much when it's an adult, when it's under 18. When it's above 18, you begin to lose their commitment on things because, well, they're an adult and I can't tell them what to do. Well, truthfully, none of us can tell other people what to do.
Right.
But you do have more pull under 18. And it's interesting because when they're under 18, you'd think, well, just put them in treatment. And the truth is that, no, it's not as easy as all that, because you don't want them to treat treatment like summer camp.
Right.
You want it to work.
Right.
And an intervention really lays the foundation. When done correctly, it really sets the foundation, it gets them ready, and it gives them staying power to stay in there. And we all have our days when we want to leave. And I'm telling you, when you're surrounded with love, care, and support from your loved ones, and you're it gives you staying power.
Yeah. Do you find, Jean, that dealing with adolescents, that sometimes families may be hesitant? They're very committed to that, to the one who is under 18, but they may be a bit more hesitant to seek out an interventionist or seek out help, because there's such a rite of passage thinking in our culture that, you know, marijuana and alcohol, and sometimes parents think that that's all their children are doing.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a bit more let them grow out of it type thinking.
Right, it's a phase.
Right,
correct.
It's a phase that they're going through. How do you deal with that?
Well, and it is funny. That is an age when, you know, I hate to say it, but kids are experimenting, but it is different with addiction, because I got to say, it's taking over the family. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Hijack is the word.
It is.
Yeah.
And the truth is that I always kind of refer to it as like an earthquake. The addict is actually the epicenter of the problem, but they're not the whole problem.
Wow.
So the whole family, the truth is what really is most successful in handling addiction is when the whole family, I mean the whole family, gets on board and starts dealing with this. And I'm not saying that others are suffering from addiction. I'm saying that very unknowingly we support the addictive behaviors and things. And when you go into treatment, and I have to tell you, there are family programs out there. Betty Ford has the best one, I feel, where you get to learn about what's going on very, very innocently. And it begins to unfold and unwrap these knots that are going on, and you begin to understand things. And nobody's wrong in the process. People aren't well is what's going on.
Right. Unfortunately, the sad thing about it is I know that there's such a stigma attached to this, that a lot of times parents, when they're dealing with an adolescent, there will be outside sources, external forces that point the finger. If a parent tries to seek help or ask questions or do something, you know, it's, well, you know, you need to be doing this or you need to be doing that, and perhaps your child wouldn't be doing this if you weren't
right.
doing
you're
that.
Spinning.
Right.
You're spinning out of control, and you're reaching out. And the truth is that every time people call me, I congratulate them for being halfway there. You just reached out for help.
It takes a lot of courage to do that.
And, you know, the truth is you may, whoever you're talking to, friends, relatives, other people, you know, legitimately I do feel people are trying to help. But when you start turning it over to the professionals, I got to say, people are discovering that the addiction field is a very specialized area. And it bleeds into a lot of other clinical issues as well, a lot of dual diagnosis and depression. And I have to say, in my own addiction, I thought I was suffering from depression. I was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I didn't have any depression. But, you know, I mean, it really, there's so much that goes into the mix. So much.
Now, how much time in your own recovery do you have?
5 years.
5 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What made you want to do this? And we're going to, if you would answer that when we come back from our break. Tonight's guest is Jean Mackey, an intervention specialist, and we're talking about when is it time to get help? This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child here at Recovery Talk Network. And you can reach us at 800-336-2225. And we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Hector Luis Bustamante from the hit series The Shield. As an actor, image is everything. Well, I had considerable hair loss, and it jeopardized that image. Then I went to see medical hair restoration. I sat with the doctor. They explained my options, showed me photos. I even got to meet someone who had the same procedure. It was all education and zero pressure. And now, 9 months later, I look like I did 10 years ago. And my career is flourishing. If you're losing your hair, you've got some exciting options out there. And MHR is a total hair loss partner. From hair restoration to hair loss fighting products, even the new FDA clear laser technology. The only thing you'll be disappointed about is why you waited so long. Give them a call right now.
Write this number down. Toll free, 800-798-1929. 800-798-1929. It's not a question of if anymore. It's a question of when. When will you regrow your hair? Call now for your free DVD package. 800-798-1929. 800-798-1929.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-428-5311. That's 1-888-428-5311. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-428-5311. Again, 1-888-428-5311.
This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child, and I would like to say hello to Tomas, and I think you, we're going to stick with you're the man behind the curtain, if that seems to work for you. And I would also like to say hello to Stephanie, who is my online producer through the MySpace page, and we actually had a question out there tonight that correlates with our guest this evening, Jean Mackey, who is an intervention specialist, and we've asked our online listeners to respond to a question about whether or not they've ever conducted an intervention on a family member or a loved one without an interventionist present, and what were the results, and Shane from Sacramento writes in that he doesn't think a professional has to be there during an intervention, but in an intervention, you are dealing with a very vulnerable person. And I like the way he said that, you know, it is a vulnerable person because the addict and the alcoholic are very vulnerable. There's a certain format that works best. An intervention can go two ways, very good or very bad. He said, my suggestion is to at least consult with an interventionist to gain knowledge of the format and how an intervention takes place, which I think is just such an educated response. Get your facts, gather the information, see if it's something that's going to work for your family. A lot of people are just like you said, you commend them when they call you, Jean, mm-hmm. because that's half of it, just picking up the phone and calling.
My thoughts on having trying to do it yourself, of course you could be successful, but you're walking a really, really fine line with that one. And I have to say, to me, it's like performing surgery on yourself. Why are you going to do that?
Yeah.
This is a clinical disease. Addiction is, and it's also a family disease. Why are you going to do surgery on yourself?
Yeah.
It's one thing about an interventionist is, you know, there's a lot of preparation to it. There's a lot of orchestrating it. We really see the layers. We've been trained in this, and we're able to just usually the addict. We're also a device that they can actually fire away at you, but they never do the family. They never do. And it's just interesting. It's just a wonderful way of allowing a professional to handle the situation. Believe me, people don't know what is going on inside of them. If they did, this, you know, you'd be stopping it.
Right, right.
They don't know what they don't know.
And that's very well said and very true. I know that with both of my sons, the eldest who is going to be 21 in July, he's been in and out of rehab multiple times, residential treatment programs, sober living houses. You know, he's run the gambit. He's been in and out of jail, incarcerated multiple times, and most recently, he's now a member of the drug court program in Orange County. And what he has to do now is absolutely outstanding. But a couple years ago. There were family members on his father's side that conducted an intervention, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and this was just family, and they got around. And what frightens me when I hear that a family is going to do it without even seeking help or consulting or asking questions mm-hmm. to anyone is that they're so packed with raw emotion to begin with.
That's right.
The objectivity is completely gone, and they're really, and they did. They came at my son with a lot of blame and shame, and look at what you're doing with your life, and you know, you're
horrible. See, that's not needed anymore. We're finding out that you do not have to do the laundry list of shame, blame, horrible feelings.
Like, and guilt them into good behavior.
That does not create staying power.
No.
And it doesn't create wanting to go or whatever. I tell you what drops them and knocks them right off their feet is just the love, care, and support and concern. The worst that is ever said is somebody's concern. This kind of works in phases, but I have to say you cannot, the only one allowed to get mad at the intervention is the addict. If you're going to fight with them, nobody comes out a winner. And
what do you do in a situation like that? If you've got, you know, I was just telling you before we started here, that I'm so grateful that my son actually survived that attempt at an intervention, you know, that he did not take all of what was said to him,
mm-hmm.
and because they, you know, he was already hating himself enough,
right? And that added layers of the hate.
Exactly.
And back like 30 some years ago, that's called the Johnson model. That's all we had, and you know that has about a 30% success rate. But I got to say, treatment out there, you guys, is so expensive, and I don't think it's fair to the family. I don't think it's fair to the addict, and I don't think it's fair for the treatments facility to have to deal with anger management for the first 3 to 5 weeks because of a horrible shame-based intervention. The way that it is most...
That's interesting. So basically then if it is a shame-based, we'll just call it that, mm-hmm. for now for the reasons that we're talking. If it is that shame-based intervention, when they go in, that's what they're initially dealing with, the resentment of how they got
there. That's what would be going on with me.
Absolutely. Good point. Jean, I think we could talk for more than the two-hour show. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child here on Recovery Talk Network, and we'll be right back after this message.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I admitted I was powerless over my addiction. My life had become unmanageable. I had tried to quit on my own, but it never worked. In Narcotics Anonymous, I learned that it is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom design look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-241-0749 for a free in-home design consultation. That's 1-800-241-0749. Call right now and save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 5/31/2008. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. License numbers available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-241-0749. That's 1-800-241-0749. Sears, where it begins.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid... How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
your host here this evening with Parenting the Addict Child. It is 25 after the hour. This evening we have Jean Mackey, who is an intervention specialist, and you know, we're really talking about when to get help, and for parents to really just take a look at what we're dealing with, basically. Being a mom of two boys who live with addiction, I know that we were talking a little bit about an intervention that was performed, shall we say, on my eldest son. And there was a lot of anger and bitterness and resentment and, you know, smacking him around, telling him to get his act together.
See, that's the addiction staying alive in the family. And they don't mean it.
Yeah.
Like anybody likes to be mad or angry or whatever. And the truth is, I swear to God, if I was there, I'm sure everybody was talking to themselves saying, we're going to handle this, we're going to handle this.
Right.
And you don't. And all of a sudden, that's actually the addiction staying alive in the family.
Right.
And it's interesting.
Share with our listeners, Jean, what you said that just had me cracking up.
Layla said, she said, actually the gentleman at her son's intervention actually ended up slapping him. And I was like, you know, that was the equivalence of actually hitting a diabetic who just had a seizure and telling them to bring that blood sugar down.
Yeah. I thought that was so accurate. It was so dead on.
This is a clinical issue. It's a disease. It doesn't go away. It's not a phase. It's not a moral issue. And you don't grow out of it. Mm-hmm. You do die of it. By the way, people are dying of it all the time. The death certificate doesn't say so on it, because the truth is it disguises itself as heart attacks, strokes, all kinds of things. And the truth is these things wouldn't have happened if the people could have found recovery.
Right.
People die young. People die old. It's a spooky, creepy thing.
Yeah.
And it works in camouflage. It designs itself in order to fit on us. I could go on for days about that. And families, you know, the stigma with it is just horrific. It's funny how my phone doesn't ring unless somebody has had it or something has happened. And this, it's actually beautiful, because these are critical moments where I can actually do something with the people. And I know they're feeling like at a lost cause, but that is a really beautiful place to be at.
That's a defining moment.
Hopelessness is a beautiful place to call an interventionist.
Let's talk a little bit about adolescent interventions. I did a column last year on adolescence, and you know, nowadays with the intensity of the drugs that are out there, my experience, and I'm sure it's very limited compared to what you've seen, but my experience with other parents, with my own children, has been adolescents are not bottoming out. They're dying.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking 10 or 15 or 20 years to hit rock bottom. And this old thinking of they need to, you just got to let them go until they decide they need help. I completely disagree with that. And I don't know what your sentiments on that are, but I did not do that with my youngest.
That's probably the most sad case. What's so funny is for somebody to call for help, an interventionist, you feel like you're betraying the person. You are actually saving the person. The other person making the choice of, well, what, I guess they're just going to have to bottom out. Oh, I hate these two expressions. One, they got to want it, and two, they got to hit rock bottom. People die hanging on to those two myths. I didn't want it. I had an intervention done on me, and it saved my butt, I got to tell you. There is no way I ever would have gone for help, and I wasn't near to hitting bottom, and you can bet your life I didn't want it.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting point.
No, a change actually has to happen in the family first before it will in the attic in most situations, mm-hmm. And that is a really, really, really delicate thing to find, and I got to say, as an interventionist, I'm really looking to find out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
For mine, I had a very high bottom. Mine was, my parents knew that I had a problem, which was going to spread to the rest of my family and for the rest of my life. I couldn't have a glass of pretty Chardonnay or Merlot in my hands without it being an epic problem. Now, that's a pretty high bottom. Most other people's is something else, and it can be as much as, nobody has to draw consequences in a family. I don't want that. What it has to do is people starting to take care of themselves, or people starting to care. That person that you had said before, well, I guess it just is going to have to go on longer. Those are the most tragic situations I can ever hear of, is parents that won't jump in there and do something. Because when they're over 18, it's all bets are off.
Absolutely. And I want to come back to that point about sometimes parents just not doing anything and my theory on that. And this is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child here at Recovery Talk Network through CRN Digital Talk. And you can give us a call here at 800-336-2225. We'll be right back after this.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now. 800-781-9713.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive. 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 Stop the madness.
Public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. The Family Debt Center will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-361-8635. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, the Family Debt Center can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now, 800-361-8635. That's 800-361-8635.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. Call 1-866-994-4646. 994-4646.
I've been told, talk to me from your mind. It happens all the time. Read your sign.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child. We are discussing interventions and when parents can get help and when they can do it. And we have a question here through our online MySpace with Stephanie, the producer of that. And the question that we were asking everyone, the online listeners, were if they've ever conducted an intervention without an interventionist and what were the results. And Callie here from San Diego says that she has, and denial was the ending, only for a while. And she said that when we have an addict child or an adult, not to forget that they're on the darkest hour of need, and they will remember that you're there. She says to stay connected and open, and then a year after, I'm assuming this is a year after an intervention was done on a family member, her brother did finally go in for treatment, and the family brought up that intervention that was done a year prior, and he just apparently had some really good feelings about it. And she said, don't stop talking about the love or compassionately to those who are addicted. She said they do hear you, and she feels eventually helps talking to them, but in their own time.
Yeah, so, there's a healthy person in every addict, and I always felt like this was this tiny, tiny person who was going down, and I felt like the bully in the neighborhood was the addiction. It kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and pounding me down. And I have to say, at my intervention, probably the most important person, my mother, took the worst ammunition, and I mean, she took it like a soldier from me.
Wow.
And the truth is, she didn't fight me.
Wow.
And I had nowhere to go. And the other thing is she didn't deserve that, quite obviously.
Right.
And the truth is, I couldn't go anywhere. I just couldn't go anywhere. And I got to say, I had an out-of-body experience. I couldn't move my legs.
Wow.
And, you know, I've heard this from other people. I got to say, I really get into the brains of people at interventions and family members, you know, and I can see what's going on. I know it firsthand. It happened to me, and mine was very successful. And the truth is that addiction just cannot stand love. It really,
no,
really
it can't.
And, you know, when do you ever, I mean, because our behavior is just horribly offensive and just lousy beyond belief, you know, that why would you be sharing love with this person? We're despicable in our act of addiction. And the truth is, it's quite the contrary. And the truth is that when you think about it, for somebody to call an interventionist and even inquire, already I know there's love there.
Right.
You don't call about anybody that you actually gave up on. Then it always tells me you didn't give up.
Right.
You haven't given up on anything.
Right.
You're just lost.
You know, the whole love thing is being a parent of two boys, absolutely amazing, amazing gifted young men. I'm very, very proud and honored to be their mother. I always have been, and that was a struggle for me too. Personally, myself, I did not feel ashamed of who they were. But I think that may have gone back to when they were little, I was very capable of separating the behavior from the child. And that was something that I was consciously aware of, that when they did something that was not appropriate, yes, I would get angry, and I would tell them, I'm angry at what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was just really not a good choice, or you know, maybe this is better next time, and I would explain that to them. And I think that that has definitely carried over into that. So for me, I going through family week experiences.
You did family
first
week?
Time, I did family week twice with my youngest son. Was it twice? I don't know. I've lost count. But I've had a lot of family therapy with both boys in and out of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I recognized was that love has a really hard time existing in the presence of this disease.
Oh, yeah. It's just raping the attic of their soul. It really just steals it. And you're emotionally bankrupt inside as the disease progresses. And also, it's really slick. I mean, you just don't wake up one day and, you know, all of a sudden you're out of line and just out of control with your life. It's like the on-ramp to a freeway. It happens real slick and real easy. And I told you, this thing works in camouflage.
Yeah.
It wears the clothes that fit us best.
Yeah, that's very beautifully said, Jean. Jean Mackey is an intervention specialist, and she's our guest tonight. And if you want to find out more information about her and what she does and how she works, you can go to her website at sosaddiction.com. Jean, before we went to break, we were talking about parents and sometimes not taking action, not moving forward with an adolescent who may be in trouble. And I think sometimes it's hard to determine if we're dealing with addiction or not. And I know that personally I've found that if the child is wanting to use and drink, regardless of the consequences, then we've got a problem. If your traditional consequences and boundary setting is not working and you've got someone who's willing to push the envelope and say to you, I'm doing this because I have to, and they walk out the door to go get high or drunk, I think we're dealing with a really serious problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find that there's so many different kinds of parents in that mix, but one that I have seen is that they do want to maybe not look at it or delve deeply into it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean,
what do you suppose that's attributed to? Because I've got my own theory, but I want to hear what your thoughts are on that.
First off, I'm not a clinician, but I am nicely trained in addiction. It's funny because I think genograms are fantastic. If you do a genogram on a family, a lot of times they're just so fascinating. You learn so much about things. And I got to say, what triggers addiction is extreme grief and loss. And I don't mean, you know, grief like doing your taxes. I mean extreme things like molestation, death, all that sort of thing. We all have it in us to have it triggered. And if you don't deal with it, it gets passed on from generation to generation. And why all of a sudden, sometimes you see it rampant in a family and one person isn't touched by it. And then it's the opposite. You know, one person has it, like in my family, me, rest of my sisters, no, you know. But it's reflective of a lot of layers of issues that have to be handled in therapy. It really, really does. You have to start. I like to relate to it as Christmas tree lights that are tangled up. That we when everybody starts working and learning about addiction and all of this, you start untangling the Christmas tree lights. And if you've ever had to do that, it's maddening beyond belief.
It's really a test of patience,
isn't it? Beautiful.
Yeah.
But the result is also beautiful.
Yeah.
In the end, and that's exactly what it is. I want to also point out here is that all this pre-stuff before somebody chooses recovery and treatment, I got to tell you where you're headed. It's beyond belief magnificent. It really is. I don't know how I made two sentences match before my recovery. I don't.
We'll be right back after this with our guest, Gene Mackey.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
Before also younger than the sun. And the bonny boat was one as we sailed into the misty.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child on Recovery Talk Network. You can also give us a call here at Recovery Talk Network at 800-336-2225, or you can email us. There are several ways you can reach us at www.recoverytalknetwork. And was that off of Michael McDonald's new CD, Tomas? You've played a few songs off of that, and I think that's a really good CD. I'm going to have to pick that up. This evening we are discussing intervention and intervention specialists and when is a good time to get help. And Jean Mackey is our lovely guest this evening, who is an intervention specialist, and she has a website, sosaddiction.com. And we're discussing so many different things. And I think before this break and before our last break, we were talking about parents mm-hmm. and dealing with adolescents and parents waiting, sometimes not maybe taking a full course of action. And what I've heard from other parents that have the 20/20 hindsight now after they've had a little chance at perspective is that they were afraid because they didn't know what to do. And that sometimes doing nothing they felt would, maybe it would just go away, and that it's better if they kind of turn and look the other way.
Did you know a secret? That is exactly the most perfect place to be with treatment facilities, whether you're the addict or a family member.
Yeah.
Being lost like that, if you think people are entering treatment knowing what they're doing, there is no such animal.
Right.
We do not know what we're doing. We're lost, hopefully, not mad, but I mean... You absolutely are not on top of your game. I don't care if you're related to the addict. I don't care if you are the addict. Nobody's on their game and has the answer to it all. But, you know, that's another thing, is that there's something about this disease. You know, lung cancer, all of a sudden you can't breathe and you can't walk and you can't get up steps. And heart disease, they have to watch this. They have to watch smoke in their lungs. You know, they have to watch what they eat and all this stuff. You know, addiction is in our midbrain, and it just shuts down when it's active. It shuts down the frontal cortex, which is makes up who we are, and that's what creates that these people that you don't know.
Right.
And it's just unbelievable. And what's affected isn't our lungs, isn't our heart, isn't our arteries. It's our behavior.
Right.
It's offensive beyond belief.
Right. Walk me through this. Like, let's say somebody calls you, and do you find that you have a different format with an adult versus an adolescent?
Yeah, because generally speaking, if you ever check out any open AA meetings or whatever, it's if you notice, there's not a lot of youngsters in the group, because generally speaking, I'm just making a real, you know, general statement about this, about 20 years usually goes by before your life starts becoming unmanageable. And I'm just creating kind of like a standard kind of addiction, how it works. And so that puts you in your 30s, your easily 40s. And, and you have to redesign your life. And you don't get those 20 years back.
Right.
And it's funny, because the first 10 years, this is another interesting point. In the beginning, the early stages of alcoholism and addiction, it looks just like social drinking and using. It wears the same outfit. And even doctors who are specialized in the field can't detect it, you know, at that point. We just can't. And so literally you got to let it ride almost, and you don't know.
That is such a valuable point,
you know?
Jean. You know what? Repeat that for my listeners.
Yeah, that in early stages of addiction, it looks the very same as social drinking and using. And, you know, I mean, things aren't breaking down for your life yet. And, of course, adolescents, they don't have all these years ahead of them. They haven't lost jobs. They haven't had these horrible relationships. Believe me, things can be bad enough for them.
What are some of the signs that the adolescents, because I know personally speaking what I saw with my son, and that's exactly what had to happen with him. I had to see it break down to a certain point.
It's a
so
lot of,
identify it.
You know, horrible behavior, violentness, a lot of mood swings, a lot of fighting. There's a lot of fight in the person, quite honestly. A lot of quietness. You kind of walk around eggshells with them. You don't know what you're dealing with. They're beginning to take over the family.
They really are.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I have the good fortune to enter into a family's home like this, and I mean, I'm seeing it pretty well in the very beginning, and I'm tell me that an interventionist isn't useful to help the person get into treatment rather than trying to do this on your own when you can't actually see how this is taking over the family in the way in which it is.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a ghostly disease. It's very invisible, but believe me, it's as big as a tidal wave.
Yeah. I agree with you, having lived it with both boys. I know that when I was dealing with my youngest's beginning to bottom out, if you will, there were several things that I looked for, and that was one, to see if his behavior, if he was absolutely, I would set the boundary and he would violate it. I would set it again, he would violate it.
In what way?
For example, by the time, right before he ended up in treatment, he had 18 truancies. We set up a system at school. You know, it was always, well, you know, Mom, I was there. They just didn't see me. Okay, fine. So let's circumvent the system. So then, you know, I would eliminate and say, oh, then I was able to really see what I was dealing with. And that's why I wanted to clarify that for parents, is that it really does. It's just so hard to figure out what you're dealing with because it masks itself as social behavior.
Oh, and we are chief manipulators.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Nobody holds a candle to us.
Love your honesty. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child. We'll be right back after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. 2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There's absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time. I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I'll put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Ms. Muggsy, your new psychic medium here on CRN Digital Talk. Call me Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-336-2225 for live sensitive readings and a better understanding of life's challenges. That's me, Ms. Muggsy, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of fear.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, Parenting the Addict Child. Tomas, you played that song last week, and you almost had me in tears. Who is this woman again? She's just got an amazing voice.
Yes, it's...
Shelby Lynn.
Anyone who has a heart.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. It's just such a beautiful song.
Shelby Lynn, I'm
Shelby
sorry.
Shelby Lynn, that's okay. Well, I knew that that's what you meant. Thank you. We're talking with our guest here this evening, Jean Mackey, who's an intervention specialist. And wow, I can't believe we've already been talking about this for about an hour. I feel like we just started 5 minutes ago. And we're talking about when is it time to get help. And before we go into our next hour here, Jean, what is it that you would like to share with our listeners, our parents, and our family members to encourage them to not give up?
You know, there's a friend of mine, Dr. Alan Berger, who said something in a lecture of his. He'll be on the show next Monday, this Monday. But he says that, and this is so true, you have no idea that nothing. It's not about something being wrong in your family. It's about something being right. And you're at a real pivotal point in your life. Mm-hmm. And you're actually onto something. Yeah. And I have to say, you know, it's so funny because I know people have had to have experienced recovering people in their life. They just have to have. And the truth is, if recovery looked like you were holding out, that it, you know, you're just kind of waving at the parade passing you by of everybody being able to drink and use and have a good time, and you're accepting that you can't, believe me, none of us would choose recovery. If that was recovery, right. I'm sorry, that's crap. And that is so not it. I'm actually attending the parties now. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm not just, you know, wanting wine all the time. That, right. That was really all I ever had a problem with. Can you believe it? I'm amazed I didn't have a cross addiction living in L.A. No,
yeah, you just had the one, huh?
Just wine. I didn't even really like hard liquor. Wow. But, you know, you know, that's all you need to mess up your life, believe me.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is you have no idea how close you are to something beautiful. I know in your heart you don't feel it. You're probably just, you know, I could actually hear people cussing me out.
Yeah.
Who are listening. I can hear it. But the truth is you are so on to something that is very right, and it's asking for help. And the truth is that the addict is holding the key to something that actually is going on in the family. Go in and get help. And I gotta say, untangle those Christmas tree wires.
Right.
And it's beautiful what you have.
Yeah,
I'm trying to say a couple of positive things because I know that in the very, very beginning stages, there's no getting around it. Everybody's just feeling like death.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's very well said because I know that in the beginning stages of getting both of my children help, one being an adolescent, one being an adult, so I dealt with them very differently, yet very similar. It was such an overwhelming sense of I'm never ever going to get out of this, and now I look at my life and I experience joy on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I'm happy and I'm proud to say you know, my children are who they are, and that takes work, and it's a process, and you're right, it begins by unraveling everything.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we will continue discussing you know, when to get an intervention, how it works, with Jean Mackey, our guest this evening here on Parenting the Addict Child. And you can catch us through the telephone with 800. The number's 800-336-2225. And you can reach us online as well at www.recoverytalknetwork here on Recovery Talk Network through CRN Digital Talk. And like I said this evening, we're discussing when to get help with Jean Mackey, our intervention specialist. And if you'd like to give us a call, you can check us out online. Jump on in with the conversation and let us know your thoughts on this topic. This is Layla Fatima, your host, and we'll be right back after this.